Chuck Shucks. Hey, 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 it is me, Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. Then I took my artwork and used them as inspirations to put on products such as t-shirts, journals, canvas, sneakers, etc., etc., all right? And I used to say that I produce power from my pain. But honey, let me tell you, if it was not for God and His grace, His love, and His mercy, I would not be here today. So I denounce any form of human resiliency, and I declare that I am God resilient. Happy Sunday. God bless you. How are you? What is going on? It is another glorious day. Well, hello, Elise. I was thinking about you heavy this morning, woman of God. I pray that all is well with you. Amen. Yes, and God bless you. I pray that everything is going okay with you and your husband's recovery. Amen. Excuse me, everyone. I had to take a swig of drink, but yes, you were just in my spirit, and I just pray that all is well. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray. Y'all know we do what we do, right? We're going to pray. We're going to process today's devotional and God resilient. And then we're going to pursue God's word. Now, don't forget, we are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and recording the podcast simultaneously. Amen. Yes, Elise, you are so welcome. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we love you. Everything that has occurred up until this very moment, oh Father God, we put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, we prepare our hearts and our minds. We buffet our bodies, open up our spiritual eyes and our spiritual ears to hear what thus saith the Lord on this day. Father, move by your power, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, Lord God. We forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, we denounce all human resiliency, and we stand knowing that if it was not for you, that we would not be here. If it wasn't for your unwavering love, your long suffering, your patience, your goodness, we would not be where we are. So, Father God, we invite you into this space and this place. Father God, we declare the Lord Jesus Christ through the airways and on these multiple platforms. Father God, we love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Yes, Elise, we are God resilient. That is the only way that we can stand. That is the only reason why we are still here. It is God. Amen. It is only God. His grace, His mercy, His love. Amen. His plan for our lives. And it also lets us know that we still have purpose. Amen. If we woke up this morning, we have yet to complete our purpose. Amen. At least you have purpose. And I don't know what that is, but God knows. Amen. So you keep doing what you're doing. You keep showing up. You keep believing, you keep trusting, you keep getting into His word, you keep praying, you keep seeking God, because He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You can do this. With God, all things are possible to those who believe. Amen. All things are possible. And His strength is perfected in your weakness. Elise, I'm calling out your name. May God bless you, Elise. God is going to do this for you. Amen. Stand tall, flat-footed, stout-hearted, knowing that God is your rear guard. He goes before you and he stands behind you. Amen. He is with you. He is for you. He is in you. Amen. You belong to God. Amen. Well, God bless you, Dr. William Webb IV. It is so wonderful to see you, man of God. And yes, you are absolutely correct. All things are possible. Amen. So let's go ahead and get into the devotional. Now, you guys know I have journals on Amazon. If you are checking me out wherever the podcast, YouTube Live or Instagram, or Facebook Live, there is a link to go ahead and to go on Amazon and check out my journals for purchase. Amen. Yes, Elise Stace confirmation. I trust in the power of the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, you are on my heart heavy this morning, Elise. And if you are with me, go ahead and let me know that you are here. You know, I love to give you a shout out and a God bless you. Oh, Terry, God bless you, mama. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning to you as well. Yes, Terry, you belong to God. Amen. I love that you guys greet each other in the chat. Amen. We are the body of Christ. Amen. We are not forsaking the fellowship of the saints, and we are just using technology to come together. So you continue to comment, encourage one another. Amen. If God puts a scripture on your heart, amen, put it in the chats, put it in the comments. If there's a song, find the link to the song and drop it in the comments. Amen. All right. So you guys know that we start off with key phrases. So our first key phrase, amen, is continuing actions. Go ahead and put in the comments continuing actions. All right. So now our topic has shifted this week. We are still talking about the power of embracing change. But this week we have the cure for anxiety. Okay. Because we know anytime change comes, the propensity for us to experience anxiety increases. Whenever we have to endure change, we may experience anxiety. Now, some of us are used. God bless you, cuz it is so wonderful to see you. God bless you this morning. Happy Sunday. Amen. So some of us are used to changes. Amen. If we served in the military, if we have did anything in an entrepreneurial endeavor, things are constantly changing. And there's other situations where change is just constant. So some of us can build a thick skin when it comes to change and dealing with change. But for the majority of the people, if you are experiencing some type of change, it has the propensity to invoke anxiety within you. Ha! But if we're going to be God resilient, then we have to understand that there is a cure for anxiety. Amen. So we are going to begin the topic of this week with defining anxiety from a biblical perspective. Y'all, I am telling you, when God showed me this, I was like, Lord Jesus, you better speak. We are going to take today and tomorrow to define anxiety. Amen. So we're going to have a little different order on today. We're actually going to begin with one of the scripture references that we have for this week. Amen. And it is in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Turn to the epistle of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6. Amen. And if you need a little help, like I do sometimes, is right after Ephesians. Amen. Right after Ephesians. So, and you guys know that I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And again, we are in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And the word of God states, thank you, Elise, for putting that in the chat. The word of God states, don't worry about anything. But in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Now, okay, honey, there's a whole lot of meat in that word, so I'm not going to go too far off from the topic. But Paul, Apostle Paul, admonishes the saints in the church of Philippi not to worry about anything. Amen. But in everything, amen. And how do we do it? It is going to be through prayer and petition. And you're not just going to pray. You're not just going to petition, but you're going to add some thanksgiving to it, knowing that he is God, knowing that he is the only one who has the power to answer your prayer, knowing that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, knowing that when you pray according to his will and his way, amen, that he will answer your prayers, knowing that when you ask, you're going to get the answer. When you seek, you will find. And when you knock, the door shall be open unto you. Amen. Knowing that when you have just a mustard seed of faith, amen, that's all that you need. So with your prayer and with your petition, with thanksgiving, put a praise on it. Amen. Put a shout on it. Put a hallelujah with it. Give God a hand clap. Stomp your feet. Run. Take off. Jump. Leap. Praise. Shout. Cry. Sing. Shabak. Give him glory. Whatever you do with your praise and petition, put it with a thanksgiving. Yay, my God, put it with a thanksgiving, knowing that God is the one. You present your request to God. Sometimes we're running to other people, and it's good. Getting godly counsel is good. There is nothing wrong with that. But can anybody answer your prayers but God? Even if he uses someone to facilitate, because God uses people, we have a tendency to forget that God is not going to get off the throne and come down. He already did that. Okay. And when Jesus said it was finished, it was finished. Okay. So God uses people to answer our prayers. But we are not to go to people. We are not to run to people. We run to God first. We hasten unto the throne of God first. We seek God first. We make our prayers and our petitions known unto the Lord in everything. Everything that's going on in our lives, good, bad, indifferent, we seek God. Amen. We put our request in unto the Lord. We boldly go to his throne of grace to obtain mercy. He is an ever-present help in the time of need. We go to God because we declare, I am God resilient. Oh my God. So when I looked at the word anxiety, depending on the translation that you are reading, that word anxiety is interchangeably used with the word worry. In my Bible, the Holman Christian Standard Bible, it uses the word worry rather than anxiety. But according to the Greek translation, and I didn't want to go too deep with actually finding the word and trying to pronounce the word in Greek. I'm sorry. Get your Strong's Concordance. Amen. And if you want to know what the actual word is and how to phonetically say it, you know, do that research on your own. But I wanted us to go a little deeper. Because semantically, see, we use words in context. And I'm going to go to street terms, right? I have on my You Good t-shirt. You can't see it, but at the bottom it has You Good. Now, the street vernacular of You Good can have at least 20 different understandings or meanings. I can say, you good? Meaning like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, did you hurt yourself? You good? Or I can say, yo, you good? Meaning like, you hungry? You need a couple of dollars? Like, you all right? You good? Or I can be like, yo, dude, you good? What's up? That could be like, lo, you a little pissed off. You look like you get ready to snap here. You all right? You need to go for a walk. You good? It all depends on the context of the phrase "you good" and what it means. So there are semantics when it comes to the words that we use. Amen. So semantically speaking, the Greek word for anxiety in this particular passage of scripture means, well, first of all, it's written in the present tense, right? Like, I am, I was, right? You are, you were, right? So it's in the present tense. Don't miss this point. When Paul wrote this, and however he wrote in his language and how it was translated in the Greek, it was written in the present tense. And he communicates in his writing not to allow anxiety to function as a customary present. Don't miss this point. When something operates and functions as a customary present, means that it's continuous. It's custom. It's familiar. You're used to it. And it's there all the time. You hear what I'm saying? Apostle Paul was saying, do not let anxiety be a customary present in your life. Do not get accustomed to being anxious. Do not allow anxiety to just be there with you every day, all day. My God. Yo. He's saying, when you allow something to have a customary presence, Jesus, it denotes this continuing action. Remember, continuing actions was one of our key phrases. Amen. Or it means that it has an ongoing state. So what? So I'm like, wait, Jesus. Okay, like what you saying here? And I don't, I don't want to get ahead of myself here. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, because I got to take it step by step so y'all can understand that the Bible has the cure for anxiety. Okay? When we are embracing change, when we even change could be the dawning of a new day. What does today bring? Especially if we're going to live a God-directed life, which is what kicked this whole God resilient off. Do not allow anxiety to have a customary present in your life. Do not operate with these continuing actions that is rooted and emanating from a state of anxiety. Do not allow anxiety to be an ongoing presence in your life. Amen. Terry says that if she lived in a continuous state of anxiety, that would run her crazy. Being anxious for 24 hours a day. Yes, at least states our change begins with us. Amen. And William Webb IV says your actions become habits and your habits become your destiny. That's a customary presence. You better get the revelation. Amen. This thing better hit you and you better see it, Dr. William Webb IV. Exactly. So if you move and operate out of anxiety and you allow anxiety to be a customary present in your life, then that becomes your habit and your habit becomes your destiny. However, Apostle Paul says, do not worry about anything. Now, what I got out of that is that like feeling anxious or having moments of anxiety, and that is our second key phrase, put moments of anxiety. Now, I think it's unrealistic to say that we are never going to experience anxiety. Amen? So first, that like helps me. Because sometimes I read the word and I just feel like I can't do what the word says. To like, don't be anxious, don't worry. Don't worry about my kids. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about how I'm going to pay my bills. Like, don't worry. And I'm like, okay, like, I don't know if I can do that. Because there are times that I may worry. You understand what I'm saying? But in understanding the semantics of the word choice, and when you understand the tense of the word, it helps, it puts it into context, and you get a better revelation and understanding of what Apostle Paul is stating. He's not saying that you may not experience anxiety. He's not saying that you may not have moments of anxiety. My God, starting anything new can bring a sense of anxiety. Like it snowed in Philadelphia. Just thinking about, okay, if we don't salt our porch and the sidewalk, there's a potential of us slipping and falling or somebody else slipping and falling. Okay, let's go ahead and get this salt down. For safety reasons, it was a moment of anxiety, but we did not live in this continuous state of anxiety. Yes, William Webb IV says he's saying don't persist in it. Exactly. Amen. So there are times that we will experience anxiety, but the moment we experience it, we just gotta make our prayers and our petitions made known unto God. With thanksgiving, we make our request unto God. So Apostle Paul is directing the saints to stop anxiety from escalating. Stop anxiety from taking over. Don't let anxiety seep into your heart and into your mind. Don't allow anxiety to have a customary presence in your life. There is a cure for anxiety. Yes, Terry says we don't have to live in it. Yes. We're going to experience fear. We're going to experience anger. We're going to experience disappointment. We're going to experience these things, but we have the ability to be God resilient when we get into his word and get the understanding of the directives that he has given us. Remember the little, what is it? Acronym for Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. We have the basic instructions before we leave earth. And we can be God resilient every day when we read and follow the instructions. Amen. Dr. William Webb IV says, yes, don't let it become our reality. Anxiety does not have to be your reality. You don't have to live in it. You don't have to persist in it. There is a cure for anxiety. And guess what that cure is? Prayer with thanksgiving. Not just prayer, but prayer with thanksgiving. Not just praying, but actually petitioning. Praying and petitioning are two different things. When you petition, you are making a request. You are stating a case. You are coming with some facts. You are asking the judge or the ruler of the or the one who has authority to listen to your case with the facts and to move on your behalf based on what you presented. Ah, Dr. William Webb the Fourth, my hubby says it's a formula. Exactly. We have the cure for anxiety. We have it. We got it. We just got to activate it. We just got to put it in play. We want thanksgiving to be our constant, customary state. If we're going to engage in any continuing actions, let us continue on with thanksgiving. Let us continue on with talking to God, communicating with God, petitioning unto the Lord, praying unto the Lord, making our request unto God. Let that be our customary state. Woo, y'all. Y'all let me know if y'all got some revelation from this thing. Amen. Elise says in Psalm 34, 17 through 18, when the righteousness cry for help, God hears and delivers them out of all distress and trouble. Honey, you better preach the word of God. When the righteous cry out for help, God hears. He don't just hear, but he delivers. He don't just deliver them one time. He delivers them out of all. Y'all put it in chat. All distress and trouble. My God, God will deliver you. Are you the righteous? Do you cry out unto the Lord? Do you believe the Lord hears you? Do you believe that the Lord is your deliverer? Do you believe that? Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Amen, Terry. Oh, hallelujah, Elise. Yes, praise him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He alone is worthy of our praise. He alone has the cure for anxiety. He alone. Dr. William Webb IV says, pray plus thanksgiving equals deliverance from all. I know that's right. You better be a mathematician on this day with your calculus, with your God calculus. It's a formula. Pray plus thanksgiving equals deliverance from all, equals deliverance from everything. You need deliverance? Then pray, thank God. Pray and thank God. Pray and praise. Pray and shout. Pray and shabak. Pray and worship. Pray and run. Pray and cry. Pray and lie prostrate. Pray. Turn on your worship music. Pray. Get your worship flags. Pray. Put on your liturgical dance gear. Pray. Get your sashes. Pray. Get your flags. Get your banners. Pray and pray. Hallelujah. Terry says that she believes and she trusts. My God. My God. See, we have addition, but God has multiplication. We pray and praise, and God shall multiply our efforts by delivering us from all, from everything. Amen. Child, I am telling you, that thing right there showed me something in the Word that I had never seen before. It gave me such a revelation. My God. We ain't gotta let anxiety have any foothold in our lives. Okay? We ain't gotta do that. And the moment it tries to show up again, we already got the formula. We already got the math. We pray plus thanksgiving. We know we gonna be delivered. Show enough, show enough. Amen. So now, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Amen. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 6. And we're actually going to be in this passage of scripture all week. Amen. We're just going to take it one verse at a time. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And depending on your Bible translation, you know, Bibles, when they section off the topics, they put a little, they put a title at the topic. And the title that begins with Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. In my Bible, the Holman Christian Standard Bible, is the cure for anxiety. Amen. That is what inspired this week's topic. So Matthew chapter 6 verse 25 says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? These are basic things that we need. And we don't want to minimize people's basic needs. Amen. When you have it, you are in one state and place, spiritually, psychologically, and emotionally. But when you don't have it, trust and believe, you are in a whole nother place. If you ever experience lack, homelessness, the potential of being homeless, being undomiciled, which is the new politically correct term. If you are undomiciled in any way, transitioning, going from pillar to post, not knowing what you're going to eat, you got more month than you do money. Amen. Your food stamps ran out. The food ran out. You have no more Similac. Amen. No more formula. Amen. Your baby's growing. The shoes too small. Your baby's lost their hat and their gloves and their coat at school or at the daycare. And you have no money to purchase another one. Your bills are due. You got sick. You couldn't go to work. You didn't have health benefits. And you want to tell me not to worry about my life, what I'm going to drink, what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to put on? I understand. God is a provider. He always makes a way. He is a way maker. He will do for you what you cannot do for yourselves. And us here are fortunate not to be in that particular position. If you were, you know exactly what it's like. You ever been homeless? You ever been on drugs? Ever been on the street? Ever had more mouths to feed than you can even count? That's why Maslow's has this hierarchy of needs. How in the world can you be self-actualized if you don't have anything to eat? You don't have shelter. And you can't sleep. And the very strange thing is that when I have talked to people who have been on the street or who have been homeless or on drugs, they always say, God shows up. Even when I'm out there high as a kite, out my mind, God is there, and I feel his presence more than any other times. God is the one who protected me. God made sure I didn't OD. God somehow fed me. I mean, I have been eating the healthiest food, but somehow I know there's a God. He was out there. He was with me. Because God cares about our life and he cares about our souls. Amen. Yes, Terry. Thank you, Jesus, for his grace and his mercy. Elise says, God is a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. He is a light in our darkness. You got that right. And if God did it for you in your darkest hour, if he fed you, if he clothed you, you may not have been eating filet mignon. You may have been eating canned tuna fish and it wasn't even albacore. But let me tell you something. You ate. You ate. You may not have a plush king size bed, but you laid down and you slept. You got it. He provided. Let's look at what we do have. And I share with you all the time. There are moments in my life I start thanking God for the soap. Thank you, Lord, for the soap to wash with. And I got a nerve to have three different soaps that I use every day. Child. Blessed. Three different soaps? Yes. Okay, I don't have to just use Ivory. And then I stepped up, then I was using Dove, child. Now I got three different soaps. Yes. Thank God for my soap. Thank God for this wash rag. Thank God for the hot water. Thank God for the plumbing that's in the house that makes sure the hot water. Thank you for the hot water tank, Lord God. Thank you that the hot water tank works, Lord God. Thank you that I got working pipes, Lord God, for the water to flow through, Lord God. Thank you for the water system that filters this water from contaminants that I can take a bath in clean water, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I was able to get up to take a bath, because I remember being so depressed and under the spirit of heaviness that I didn't even want to get up nor bathe nor brush my teeth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm able to stand in this shower, that I don't need a shower chair. Thank you, Lord God, that I got a shower, that I don't have to stand at the sink. But God, even the days that I had to stand at the sink to wash, even the days that I had to boil water on the stove, and I am not lying to you, William Webb IV, you get on here and you testify with me, the days that we had to boil hot water at the stove and pour that water in the sink, and we shared a bath water. Hallelujah. I thank God I washed his back. He washed my back. Amen. We stood there on a towel. Amen. When we did not have a hot water tank and we did not have the money to go and get one. Hallelujah. And it was the dead of winter and we could not take a cold shower like you can in the summertime. Okay, God provided. We got to look at what we have and thank God for that. Isn't your life more than how many pairs of shoes you got? How much money you got? All you got is today. Do you have what you need today? If you have what you need today, then you say hallelujah in the chat. Amen. Terry says, in all things, give thanks and to testify. Yes, because the foundational scripture of God resilient is Revelation 12:11. They overcame him on the account of the blood of the Lamb and on the account of their testimony. Terry says, even the days I couldn't sign my name, or I couldn't sit up in bed, or I couldn't hold a cell phone, you had breath in your body. You were alive. You were on this side of glory. You were still in the land of the living, which means that God still has purpose for you. That means that the answer is on its way. Hallelujah, Sandra. May God bless you and your husband. Amen. I am telling you, we got to thank God for what we have in the moment. Elise says, I remember when me and my four kids was living in a basement. Thank you, Lord, for taking us out of the darkness and showing us the light. Hallelujah. Yes, Terry, take off running. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't your life more than what you think you don't have? What do you have? And thank God for that. All we got, yes, Sandra, is this moment right here, right now. That's it. Hallelujah. Praise God for what you have. The breath in your body, your sight, your hearing. Your heart is beating. Your blood is flowing. You got some type of internet connection to even be on right now. You got a device. You know how to work it. Hallelujah. You're getting the word of God. Hallelujah. You're receiving the word of God. You in your right mind. You not high as a kite. You not somewhere ODing. You not out in the street. Praise God. When you start recognizing what you have and be thankful for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your life is worth more than what you don't have. Hallelujah. You got your babies. You got your husband. You got a roof over your head. You got a job. You got vehicles. You got food. Amen. You got a debit card. Amen. Hallelujah. You're walking. You're talking. Hallelujah. Your heart is beating. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Evelyn, God bless you. Thank Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Sandra, we thank God for the moment that we have. The present is a present. All blessings flow from God. Amen. Don't worry. It's going to happen. God is in control. We declare God resilient. God's going to see us through it. God is going to get us up. God is going to provide. God is going to deliver. God is going to make it happen. God is going to answer our prayers. Is God, is God, is God. That's it. Whoo. Y'all, I praise the Lord for who he is. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. It is him and him alone. The way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper. Jesus. light in the darkness. Hallelujah, Elder Cassandra. It is so wonderful to see you, woman of God. Amen. Yes, he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Amen. It is God and God alone. What do we have? Jesus. We have more than we can even really like thank God for. We have more than what we really need. Think about it. Jesus. Jesus. Just go to your closet. How many pairs of shoes do you have? How many raiments of clothing do you have? How many, for us women, how many purses do you have? How many pair of earrings do you have? For men, how many watches do you have? How many debit cards do you have in your wallet? Jesus. Evelyn says, I thank God I had more than I ever had in my life, and it's all mine, and I don't owe anyone anything. Honey, you better testify. Okay? When you know that God is your provider, and you see that when you get in line with God, he will bless you beyond measure. And you ain't have to do anything illegal or immoral to get that. And you have no IOUs out there. That's God. And we want to think we did that on our own? We want to say we're human resilient. We want to say we're resilient. We want to say we did it. We want to say we produce power from our pain. We bounce back. We We ain't do nothing. Terry says, overflow. I can only wear one pair of sleeves at a time. I know that's right. That's it. That's it. Got more than enough drawers filled to the tip. Refrigerator filled. Cabinets filled. Got choices. Got options. Got 6-7 TVs. You can only watch one TV at a time. Got 3-4 phones. You can only talk one at a time. Got 2 iPads. 2 computers. Isn't your life more than all the stuff you got? Because if you had to be on a heart machine today, would all those things matter? Isn't your life worth more than what you eat and what you got on? Yes, Elise, it is through the grace of God. Let's take the scales off. Let's look around. Let's see what we have. I'm just looking around my office. All the stuff that I have, all the products that I have to sell, the potential, my God, all of the artwork that I created on my wall, looking in my kitchen. The dishes, the dishwasher, the refrigerator, the sink, the cabinets, the lights, the this, the that, more than enough. Amen, Sandra. More than enough. We have nothing to thank God for, and we want to be anxious about some stuff. We need to get our whole selves together. I said, I know I get on my husband's nerves. He'll call me. He's like, what you doing, babe? I'm like, trying to get myself together. He's like, well, what does that mean today? Because you say that all the time. I'm like, child, I'm trying to get myself together. That means I'm thinking some stuff. I'm feeling some stuff that I know I don't need to be thinking or feeling, because I am a blessed woman. Amen. And some stuff just be between you and God, trying to get myself together. He'd be like, okay, babe. So that's all that we have for today, y'all. I am telling you, we have everything we need in God. Amen, Terry. Terry says, we have nothing to complain about. We have nothing to be anxious about. We are blessed beyond. You got that right. Amen. I love y'all. We're going to be right back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Amen. Don't forget, on this Wednesday, we have the Bounce Back Vision Board Party. I will put the link in the comments. It is $24. I'll send you the link and you can register via Eventbrite. Amen. It is a hybrid event. We're going to have some people live right here, and then others will be joining us on live. Make sure you get your poster board, your magazines, your glue, anything that inspires you. Amen. We're going to look at the setbacks that we had in 2023, and we're going to seek God about the vision and how we can make a comeback and be God resilient in 2024. Amen. Look out for the link in the comments. I love y'all. God bless you. Thank you for being so ever grateful. Terry, thank you, Elise, for your commitment and just showing up. God will bless those who diligently seek him. Mwah. God bless y'all. We'll be right back.